How's it going, everyone? In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the top three foods that I avoid when possible, especially when I was in a flare. And if you're in a flare, you're definitely going to want to listen to this or know someone that has or isn't currently in a flare, because if you are eating these foods, consuming these items, you are definitely bombarding your colon, especially your GI tract, and making it more difficult to heal these areas up. So let's dive into it. Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Michael Forstner, and welcome to the Kaleidoscope Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to anyone that's suffering with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, or any type of GI issue. Our goal is to dive deeper into understanding things that can help us improve our GI system. So join us each week where we dive deeper into anything that can be beneficial for us. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. So the three foods that we're going to be talking about today, I think are very important because they are probably items that you are having each and every day, if not every week, especially on the weekends with some of these items. Now, these three things, I will run through them real quick here, so that way if you want to listen to the rest of the episode, you can, and the reasons why you want to avoid them, or so you can just hear exactly what the three items are. So that being said, number one is deep fried food. This is a big one that, again, we're going to talk about in just a second here. Alcohol being number two, and number three being excess sugar. These three items, again, I know a lot of people that have these over the weekend, especially on a Saturday night. So let's dive into why these three topics are ones that I really talk to patients about avoiding as much as possible, especially when they're in a flare. So the first one, deep fried food. You would think that this wouldn't be that big of an issue, but it really is, because the reason why deep fried food is so bad for you is because whatever oil they are using, it is a very weak oil. What I mean by saying weak is that as you continue to cook these oils up and use the batter to then deep fry whatever food you're eating, these oils are cooking and changing their chemical process, which therefore that's going to be into the food that is being deep fried, and you're going to be putting that into your gut. There's been multiple studies that have shown how deep fried food can actually really harm the gut lining, especially our microbiome and all the good bacteria. So if you are eating deep fried food, I'd highly recommend that you avoid this if you are having any type of issues, especially for people with ulcerative colitis, because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be causing more havoc in those areas, causing more inflammation. And again, you're also knocking out all the good bacteria. And if you are knocking out the good bacteria, you're definitely populating the bad bacteria. Now, that being said, a lot of people will say, well, can I do any deep fried food? And I would say shy away from it, especially if you are in a flare. But if you are going to do some deep fried food, I highly recommend you do something that's a little more higher quality that is able to hold the resistance of the heat. So again, you're looking at probably some coconut oil, olive oil, and those are going to be your two favorite, probably maybe avocado oil as well, which I do understand if you are deep frying that, that gets very expensive. So again, if you're going out to a restaurant though, avoid any deep fried food, so like French fries, which again, most people are going to be eating, any type of fish that's going to be deep fried, or anything else like fried pickles. These things, again, yes, they do sound delicious, tasty, and you definitely are going to crave them just because of the fats that come from it. But you really do want to avoid these foods because, like I said, if you are trying to heal your gut by adding these things into it, you're almost taking three steps back and moving one step forward, even if it's considered healthy, and I am air quoting here, but really you're not going to get much healthiness from deep fried food. And again, you're getting a lot of bad oils into your system, which again is going to wreak havoc in your gut. So number two, this one again, I think it's a fairly obvious one. And I think a lot of people, again, indulge in this over the weekends. And that is alcohol drinks. Now, this can be beer, wine, gin, any type of spirits. This itself, too, is going to have a lot of damage on your gut lining. Now, again, this being said, if you are not in a flare, you may be able to handle a little bit of, say, red wine or something along those lines. Because I know when I was healing my gut up, the one thing I could drink during my wedding was red wine, and it did not affect me. There are some benefits to red wine, but again, we're not looking at those small little benefits, especially if you are in a flare, because the same thing with what we're going to talk about next with the sugars, you're getting that from the alcohol as well, because there is a lot of carbonation in your beer. That itself is going to put damage onto your gut. It's going to cause you to bloat up more and therefore put more pressure on your gut lining and cause more inflammation in that area. On top of that, it's also going to almost speed run everything through your gut. So if you're already having issues like, say again, ulcerative colitis, that you're going to the bathroom 8, 9, 10 times throughout the day, if you consume alcohol, that's going to make you go to the bathroom even more. Now, it's not considered a laxative, but if you are having GI issues, it turns pretty much into that. And therefore, again, I've talked to plenty of patients that have talked about how they thought they were okay. They would drink a little bit, and almost immediately, like 20, 30 minutes later, they would have to run to the bathroom. And again, this can cause more damage. And yes, I understand you may want to be social and everything, but if you are going out, you definitely want to avoid any types of alcohol for the meantime, especially again in a flare situation, because you're constantly bombarding those areas and we're trying to constantly heal these areas up. So if you constantly are taking things that are going to be hitting this area, causing more damage, causing more irritation, causing more inflammation, you are going to have a harder time fully healing your body. And the more you keep doing this, the harder it gets to get back to where you want to be fully healthy and fit. So, like I said, I would definitely avoid alcohol, especially if you are having GI issues, because alcohol, again, does play a massive role in affecting our microbiome. And on top of that, it also does affect our liver. Our liver has to detox that, so it makes that work harder as well. And there really aren't many health benefits from drinking. Yes, I understand it's a social thing, and I do obviously drink, but I usually try to stick to one drink, like a red wine, and I usually only have one because, again, I know that if I have more than that, there are going to be possibly damaging sequences coming from that by, again, killing off my good bacteria, and I'm trying to make sure that we keep those healthy and fully engaged in my gut to take on anything that comes through the GI system. Number three, which this one shouldn't be too big of a surprise either, is excess sugar. Now, again, the reason why sugar is a big talking point, because sugar itself is going to feed the bad bacteria. And therefore, again, if you are feeding the bad bacteria, it's going to be able to overpopulate the areas. Not only that, but candida is also going to run rampant. If you have an overgrowth of candida and you are constantly eating sugary foods, you are going to be feeding that. And that is just going to go throughout your GI system. And it is really going to cause a lot of damage in that area. Now, the problem with this here is that when you do have, say, candida overgrowth, you're going to be craving sugar so much. And that is going to be the hard part, because when you have this sugar craving, it's very difficult to not want to go out and go get something, because it's what your body wants. It's what your bad bacteria keeps wanting. And this should be a sign to show you that you really should be avoiding this. Now, I always say, yes, you can have it here and there. But again, same thing I talked about the first two topics. If you are in a flare or feel like you are having a lot of issues, avoid this almost 100% or as much as you possibly can, which again may seem difficult, but one of the things you can easily do is not go out and buy this stuff when you go grocery shopping. Don't go and buy any types of sweets, desserts, things like that. If they're not in the household, it's more difficult for you to actually eat those things. But if you can constantly keep buying these things, you're going to know that's there. You're going to go and eat those things. And like I said, you're constantly feeding the bad bacteria. You're going to constantly go into this vicious cycle where you eat that, then feeds bad bacteria. You want more sugar, so then you eat more sugar, feed more bad bacteria. And like I said, this is a constant go around, which makes it, again, difficult for you to really heal your gut up. So these are three topics. There are plenty of research on this. So again, I'm not having the research papers right in front of me as I'm talking about this. What you can do, though, is just even Google search sugar, ulcerative colitis, diet, things like that, and this will populate multiple studies so you can see exactly why this is the case. But like I said, I'm just letting you know, the listeners, why these are three things you definitely need to avoid if you try to heal up your gut. Now, yes, you could argue there are a few other things, but these three are the one, two, three, I think, that most people do struggle with, because like I said, most people on the weekends are going to be indulging in a lot of these things or even throughout the week. And therefore, again, you're constantly having this, which makes it very, very difficult. So like I said, definitely want to avoid these three things. If you did enjoy this topic, give this podcast a 5-star review. I greatly appreciate this. Share it to anyone that you think will enjoy this podcast, someone that may need this information because maybe they are just been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, or someone in their family has just been diagnosed. This, again, is supposed to be a pathway to help people regain their health and get back to living the way that they were meant to. I always tell people, and then I'm going to say this at the end here, we do offer a program here. So if you do have more questions about that program, always message me. You can go to our website, thekaleidoscope.com. You can go to our Instagram, The Kaleidoscope, or even our Facebook page, any of the three if you want to. And you can message me through this podcast as well. If you have more questions or you're curious about the program that we have for people, it is a 90-day program, which I've seen so many people benefit from this program, including myself. So like I said, it's always an option. We can always have a sit-down talk over Zoom or over the phone and see if we are a good fit and help you regain your health. So that is all I have for you today in this episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. I will talk to you next time. As always, stay healthy. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.